There was a flag-raising ceremony today in Brussels as 7 new NATO members took their seats at the alliance's headquarters. NATO now comprises 26 countries, extending its influence eastward into territory where communism once dominated. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer officiated at today's ceremony. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Brussels. How does the admission of these 7 nations change NATO?
Well, in many ways, as people have been talking about here, NATO changed before this. You have the alliance out of area, as they call it, in Afghanistan. They're trying to find a role in the war on terrorism, talking about increased partnerships with Middle Eastern countries. They have ships patrolling the Mediterranean and talking about increased intelligence sharing as well. But also, as Secretary of State Colin Powell noted in an interview with reporters from these seven states, all 7 are in Afghanistan, and 6 out of the 7 contribute to Iraq. We heard the foreign minister of Romania say today that as former Soviet bloc countries, they feel a moral obligation to helping Iraqis. That, of course, is music to U.S. ears, though that doesn't mean there's necessarily a consensus here on Iraq. I'm told by a NATO diplomat that the new states are keen to push this Iraq conversation, while others are not.
Powell asked NATO to consider a formal role in Iraq. Has he received a formal, favorable response?
Not yet. I mean, there's some talk that there's going to be some sort of agreement in principle by the time the NATO Istanbul summit happens in June. That, of course, is getting close to the handover date to Iraqis, the sovereignty handover date. Everyone here is talking about the need to have a clear United Nations mandate first. You'll remember that this new Spanish government said it's going to pull its troops out of Iraq unless the UN takes political control. Powell says that there is going to be some sort of United Nations resolution. He's been pressing that message here today. But he also has been telling reporters that he doesn't know that it's going to go as far as Spain wants, that Spain has been calling for UN political control. The other problem with the Iraq discussion is that NATO officials say that Afghanistan remains the focus, and there's little mood to move on to Iraq when they haven't even come up with the troops and the material they need to get Afghanistan right and deal with the registration and elections coming up there in September.
And the Russian foreign minister also is in Brussels today. What's his role?
That's right. Sergei Lavrov is here for the NATO-Russia Council meeting. Now, this is going to be the first time this meeting happens with this new expanded alliance. And you'll remember that three of the new members include the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. The Russians have been making some noise about NATO air patrols over the Baltic states. They began as soon as the countries joined NATO on Monday. There's another problem that these countries are not part of what's called the Conventional Forces in Europe Treaty, and that sets limits on troops and military hardware. So the Russians complain that there's this legal gray zone. But the U.S. counters that Russia hasn't fulfilled its commitments under the CFE treaty, that they haven't pulled troops out from Moldova and Georgia. So that's going to be a contentious issue. As for air patrols, Secretary Powell says he talked to Sergei Lavrov already, and he doesn't think he's really worried about the 4 F-16 NATO fighters that are in the Baltics now.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Brussels.